podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
I must be the greatest.
Let's get that done.
I've been here before, and I know what it takes. Hard work, dedication, BoxingVoice.com. They're with us. He's the best.
Win, lose, or draw, we coming to fight. Can't nobody take that one. We're coming to fight.
They do what they can, I do what I want.
When you look at how he throws that left hook, it starts out really low.
We're going to see what kind of character he
has. Oh, the left and right by Maidana.
And it's all Marcos Maidana. Hearing a lot of those punches off his shoulder. That was...
I think anybody out there listening to Key, anybody think that that's a dangerous deal to make.
I think it's perfect.
Watch this.
That's it.
15 minutes. 15 minutes. Can you? Listen. Concentration leaves it a little bit. Pick it up.
Some things about we got to deal with his body shots. I don't think you want to be that close to us. He's talking about letting the left hook go, then you take the left hook. Let's get that done.
Look, the fire's coming. Are you ready for the fire?
The fire's coming, Matt. Are they ready for the fire? Are they ready for the pain that Deontay Wilder's going to unleash on Bermaine Stiverne? Nah, man. We're here to talk about the breaking news. Deontay Wilder and Bermaine Stiverne will move forward with that scheduled rematch that everyone was dreading, as the WBC ordered today that Wilder must face his mandatory after Luis Ortiz failed, according to the Clean Boxing program. The WBC was forced to withdraw their sanction for the scheduled defense on November 4th with Luis Ortiz due to his failed drug test. But that's what we're going to be talking about. If this is something you're interested in, if you're interested in that heavyweight division and Luis Ortiz popping Deontay Wilder going up against Bermaine Stiverne, well, then you're in the right place. We're going to head on out to the Golden State, to the home of the hipster Hunter.
Dollar D. Beyonce Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
Lean on me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock into a knockout. When he said, the main thing is, I just help the guy.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, the hipsters here. Haters beware. And God, aren't there? There's a lot of haters today. And to be fair, I don't think anyone's happy about this fight. I mean, I think that's why you're just excited to be on the air and be on the mic, you know, because we love to be here with you listeners and our TBV fam. This news
shout
is
out
not
to the
great.
Patreon fam. Shout out to the Super Chat.
Shout out to everyone. Yeah. But no one's happy about this. Like, this is the worst case scenario. You know, we had this entire situation the last 2 months to avoid this fight from happening. And we got it. So shout out to Luis Ortiz for being the guy that single-handedly ruined this event potentially. I wonder how much this does hurt Wilder going forward into his next fight, going to a Joseph Parker unification or Anthony Joshua unification negotiations, not having that Luis Ortiz win. Does this hurt the viewership? You know, there's so many questions now because it's Stiverne. A fight that no one wanted. So can't wait to chop it up.
Now, what's the difference between the casual fan and the casual fan, right? Because they don't know Stiverne, and they didn't know Gerald Washington, and they didn't know Duopai, and that's the way that it works. Like, they know the A side, right? Like, this Luis Ortiz fight, while you might be rolling your eyes on a podcast, remember, it's a podcast as well as video, it's happening because of what took place. And this fight was happening to quiet the hardcores that were calling Wilder all sorts of names, because casuals don't know who's Wilder's facing. They don't know whether his opponents are great or not. It's the hardcore. So Luis Ortiz was to, you know, quiet us down. And I think we understand what took place. I don't think there's going to be any pitchforks out because he has to face his mandatory. Because, you know, also you got to think about, why would you now continue to pay Bermaine Stiverne all this step-aside money to fight who? You know, you were paying him so that you could have a big fight.
Again, you just said big fight. This was a big fight. Luis Ortiz was going to be a big fight because I think the hardcores were so excited about it that some casual crossover wasn't going to take place. I'm not saying it was going to do huge numbers on Showtime, but it was probably going to do pretty big numbers, in my opinion. It was at least going to do around the Broner Granados numbers, which were the record of the year so far, and then I think something else broke it. I forget. But I think because the hardcores are now saying, fuck this fight, fuck this event, Do we see really anyone? Could this be really bad numbers potentially? I think that is something to think about.
I mean, I think it's the heavyweight division promoted properly. So a lot of New York guys are on there. There's a heavyweight, a Dominican heavyweight. I never got to see him fight, so we'll check him out. He seems short, but he signed a Dulu De Bella, and he's on the undercard. A lot of New York talent on the undercard. So we'll see where this one goes, man. I mean, again, more about the situation than the fight, you know. We all wanted the Luis Ortiz fight. I mean, look, so many of us wanted him to just ignore the fact that Luis Ortiz got popped, you know. I mean, I don't know. Did you hear the interview that Adam Spierberg Adam TBV on Instagram and Twitter did with Eddie Hearn yesterday at the New York press conference?
No, I did not. But I know you can check it out.
You should definitely check out his opinion on the Deontay Wilder fiasco. I mean, he says no. I mean, it would be disgusting to quote if Wilder did fight Luis Ortiz.
Agreed.
He said exactly what's taking place. He said, look, I would rather Wilder face his mandatory and let Brazil fight White back on their card in the UK. And you know, that only works for Brazil. You know, I think that the if we had to choose here, Dillian White is probably the better fight for Wilder than Stiverne, but him being trapped in that situation, if Dominic ends up going over there, he raises his profile because, I mean, he made a good account of himself with Anthony Joshua. It's not like, I mean, he you know, he got blasted, but not blasted, right? Like, he fought hard as long as he could fight hard, you know, until he was knocked out. So I think going back to the UK, fighting a guy like Dillian White, that raises the profile. And, you know, I got my eyes on him, especially after the Izuna win and in the fashion that he did it. I mean, he's been looking good, and he's a come-from-behind type of guy. He did it in the Amir Mansour win as well.
Yeah, I agree with all your points, but taking it back to the Wilder Bermaine Stiverne fight, I wonder, because if this was the WBC mandating this, this is the WBC, not necessarily the fight being rescheduled as a result. It's the WBC mandating this to happen. If there's any input from Al or Wilder's camp to get the Dillian White fight, to get me out, to get something else. I wonder
if that's out the way at this point, right? Because now they're mandating that he fights Stiverne.
I know that's out of the way now, but I'm wondering if they were trying that beforehand, or if they were telling the WBC, hey, don't give us Stiverne, give us somebody else. And the WBC,
I'm sure they were in contact. I'm sure, you know, they didn't deliberate what at least having a phone call.
Absolutely. I'm saying, I wonder what those conversations were. Oh, yeah.
Fly on the wall, baby.
Yeah.
Fly on the wall. One day you'll get that clout. That'll be all the way over there in that. What is it? Azbekistan is where they're at?
Azerbaijan. I don't know how many times.
Why do I keep saying Azbekistan?
At least you get a country with the right first letter.
Azerbaijan. Yeah, man. A lot of news coming down. The WBC convention. See, I told Matt, let's freaking go out there. A lot of news coming out there. I'm telling you, it's just pouring down. And that goes to show, you know, a lot of people
talk badly about sanctioning bodies, but this particular one is definitely making huge headlines, has the bigger, more polarizing champions that casuals and hardcores alike are drawn to. So news with these guys means something, Matt.
Agree. I just did not want to go to Azerbaijan. I think that would have been just not a fun trip. But anyways, I'm ducking the Middle East. I'm very curious to see how the hardcore fans react. I know a lot of people are upset in our live chat, for example. But I wonder if they're gonna, if this is just more fuel to the fire that, for all the people that hate Wilder. If there's anything positive to gain from this, if Wilder goes in there, knocks him out in one round, is that positive? You know, is there any positive that can happen in this fight or this situation? I don't know.
If you're looking for positives, I think he has to do better than the first time, right? I mean, that should be his own personal goal, is to do better than the first time. I hope that he doesn't take this one lightly, because he obviously tried to pay this guy to get him out the way. So it's something he didn't want to do. So can he get up for this, Matt?
I don't know. We're going to see him in a couple weeks, though. So, you know, we can ask him about it there. We're going to see how his energy is down in camp. So I can't wait to see that. And again, like you said, like, does he get up for this? Is he just looking past Bermain Stiverne so much at this point? Does he have his eyes set on a Joseph Parker next, or a straight up Anthony Joshua next, or is it a Dillian Whyte fight next, or Jeremy Miller fight next? You know, what is next for him? Is that what he is thinking about more than fighting Stiverne in November?
We'll get all those juicy details. It's about 2 weeks out now. 10 days. 10 days.
Yeah, less than 2 weeks.
I'm gonna set up Saturday, gym, so we could get it in. Man, I think it's time we open up the phone lines. Not much to say, right? I mean, it is what it is. Not what we wanted. It's what we're getting. He needs to do better than the first fight, so that he can send some sort of statement. I think if he goes in there and does 12 again, people will take it as, oh, he's not progressing. You know?
Agreed. So,
let's go out to the phone lines and the sponsors. You know, the number 1-425-569-5241. Press 1. One time if you want to voice your opinion here on the Voice of the People hotline. And remember, international calls could add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. That's NestorGibbs.
Fight fans, don't leave the decision in the hands of the judges. Download the Throwdown scoring app and receive live scoring, CompuBox stats, boxing predictions from other users around the world. Head over to your iPhone App Store or your Google Play Store and download it absolutely free.
Going out to the bridge, the bridge, the bridge. My nigga QB.
Yeah. To all the killers and $100. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers.
QB, what up? Damn, you gonna let me play an intro and drop the ball? QB. Well, then Matt is dropping the ball. Matt, turn it off. Turn it off. You failed. You failed. 928-446. Matt made a mistake.
That's definitely QB.
All right, let's see.
Hey, what's going on, Nestor? Ryan O'Hara, FightNights.com. What's happening?
Look at that. Ryan O'Hara, not QB, Matt. Drop the ball, Matt. Ryan, what's up, brother? Been a long time. How are you?
Not much. I was just finishing some news stories here, and I saw what was going on and, you know, posted my own thing. So, you know, a little bit disappointing that Ortiz got taken out. But you know what? Ultimately, that falls on his team for not filling out the paperwork properly.
Definitely. Is that is that a good enough excuse for you? I hear a lot of people saying that, or seeing posts like that, like, well, you know, he just forgot to fill out the form. So you don't take it as a masking agent.
To me, you know, it is Ortiz's fault, not Ortiz's fault necessarily, but the team messed up by not filling up the paperwork properly. At the same time, I did have medical sources come forward to me saying that it's obvious that Ortiz has high blood pressure. You can look at him and can tell that he needs blood pressure medications. So I feel like that there's a legitimate argument you can make that Ortiz was using it for medicinal purposes, but at the same time, those two substances that were found to be banned, you can also use those to mask use, because this particular blood pressure medication forces you to pee more, so you can get rid of waste faster. So you can make an argument by saying, you see, you can eliminate waste quicker, so therefore you could potentially, quote, potentially mask PED use. And considering the fact that Ortiz has been popped before, I think that played a factor. So the fact that, you know, Ortiz can't really be trusted because of his history, I think that the WBC erred on the side of safety on this one. So there, in my view, there wasn't evidence to indicate intent to cheat, but because of his history, they opted to remove him and put Stavern on the card. So, you know, disappointing, but at the same time, you know, the card isn't completely dead. You got Sean Porter and Adrian Granados. That deserves, you know, and that deserves to be a main event in of itself. So I think it's going to be a good fight.
Ryan, thank you as always. There you have it, Ryan O'Hara. We're going to go out to Northern California. The IG master himself.
I won't deny you.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
Come with me. Hail Mary, run with me. What do we have here now?
Boxingverse.com.
Productions.
What's up, guys? Hey, I'm happy, man. I'm right there with what's up, Matt? Hey, thanks for the show, man. Love to talk boxing in the middle of the day over here, Cali. Hey, I'm happy with this decision, man. I'm right there with Eddie Hearn. I mean, not that I'm happy about the Wilder-Stavern rematch. Of course, I'm not happy with that. But I'm happy that the WC man is sticking to the rules, man. It came up dirty on a test, or I should say failed a test, or whatever you want to call it. The test was failed, and they need to stick to that. And so, again, we're going to have the Stavern and fight, and I want to call to make sure that Wilder does not get any backlash for this, man, because every time a Wilder opponent gets comes up with the failed test, the heat goes straight to Wilder, and they start saying he's fighting bumps because he has to fight a substitution or somebody else because Povetkin didn't, you know, fails now Ortiz. And of course, I feel Wilder will get the brunt of it all with them saying, well, he's not fighting nobody. He's not fighting. Man, Wilder is trying, definitely. He went all the way to Russia. I mean, he's trying to fight everybody that they want him to fight. He is the WBC champ, and he just doesn't get the credit for willing to step into the ring every chance he tries, every time he tries. So I'm happy with this. I'm happy with the decision, and I'm going to have to tolerate the rematch of Stavern. That's all I got right there.
All right, Alex, thanks for calling in, brother, as always. Let me head on out to the United Kingdom.
Dollar DiBiase Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, then yeah, you think he's going to beat me. He got to lose my time.
Why isn't Wilder sold out 90,000? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingWiz.com.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
What's up?
Yeah, first of all,
just the surname Ortiz has been quite a worry tonight, but I guess a few will only get that reference. But yeah, I think the WBC had to make this decision, really. You know, it just sets a precedent. If they'd have just allowed Ortiz back in, I think, you know, it opens the doors for maybe other people getting, you know, a doctor's note in some way and allowing for potentially masking other things. But, yeah, who'd have thought we'd be getting the hashtag Wilder Stiverne 2? I mean, the casuals, like you said, maybe not know who Stiverne is, and the hardcores do know who Stiverne is, and both sets of fans don't want this fight. But what can Wilder do? He's doing things the right way. He's testing clean. He's got to fight whoever they put in front of him. And like you said, he's just got to go in there and make a statement now, a big statement, get the job done nice and early. And, you know, we'll see where we go from there. I've got a feeling that we're maybe looking at Joshua in the spring, but that's just my gut feeling. But yeah, no one really wants the fight, but you know, what's Wilder going to do? He's got to fight someone, and the WC have made their decision, and we're just going to have to put up with it and watch the fight. I know a lot of UK fans were quite looking forward to Wilder Ortiz. We were going to get it on Sky Sports, but yeah, Stiverne. But we'll see how it goes.
Definitely. Rob, man, thanks for calling in. We're going to keep these phone lines moving, guys. We're going out from the United Kingdom back to the United States. We're going out to Orlando, Florida. Majid, what's going on, my friend?
Nothing much, just chilling, man. I mean, I'm not even mad at this news. My bad about the wind. It's windy as hell out here. But I ain't mad about the news. You know, like, niggas is scared, so they taking all these PDs. All these haters giving Wilder shit for what his opponent's doing and him fighting bums. It's like now he's the replacement killer because everybody else throwing themselves out to fight, you know? So I'm good with the Bermain Stiverne fight. I think Wilder take him out this time, you know? And Anthony Joshua need to stop finding all these fights because if they go to the UK, nobody can't tell me that it ain't going to sell out, you know? So Anthony Joshua need to step the fuck up and all these Wilder haters, they need to go sit on the dick this time because it ain't Wilder's fault, man. That's all I got.
Majid, all right, brother. Bundle up in that windy weather. We're going to go out from Orlando to the Longhorn State, Texas. Gary, talk to us. Dallas.
Yeah, I don't really get the logic in this Stiverne fight. I mean, Stiverne lost a one-sided decision, lost every round to him. He's only fought one time in 2 years, right? Stiverne against Rossi. So, I mean, that gets him another title shot. I mean, Andy Ruiz Jr., Dillian White, I mean, aren't they a better guy? I don't, what's the logic with another Stiverne fight? I don't follow that. I mean, it wasn't good the first time. Why would it be good the second time? I mean, that's my call.
All right, Gary. Well, thanks for calling in. Well, I mean, I thought I did a good enough job explaining why it's happening with the whole mandatory situation, right? Like, you're not going to continue to pay Stiverne money so that you can fight who? Like, I mean, the next best thing is Dillian White, but is it worth it? Are all the fight fans going to give him credit the way that we would have gave him credit had he beat the Luis Ortiz fight? We got another caller here. We're going out to Seth. Where are you calling in from, Seth?
Yo, I'm calling from Scotland, man.
What's going on, brother? Talk to us.
Yo, I'm actually kind of interested. I'm hold on for a second, man. I'm like listening to two things at once. Sorry to fuck up your shit here. No, basically, I'm kind of interested to see if Stiverne is going to do something different. I know, yes, he already got his ass whooped, but, you know, come on, man. Like, fuck it. It's a fight. You know, they gave us this. I wanted to see the Ortiz thing, but hopefully Wilder will just, you know, will come out of it and fight somebody better next time. You know, I'm okay with it though.
Well, all right, brother. Matt, you there?
Yeah,
or are you sleeping?
No, I'm here.
Seth, you all done?
Yeah, wait. You still there? Oh, man. I think my Skype connection is kind of funny, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. We're here. You cut out.
Okay. Sorry. All right. I'm sorry. No, I'm still here, man.
All right. Well, I don't know. It seems like we got a delay on your end. There's something's going on there. But we'll go ahead and wrap this one up, Matt. But hey, don't fret. What I'm going to tell you to do is subscribe to the YouTube channel, because you never know. We might be coming back immediately. Who knows? It's going to be 6:30. And we do a little welterweight update that you don't know about. I don't know, Matt. If they don't subscribe, you know, they won't even know if we're even back. And if we don't have a certain amount of thumbs up on this one, I'm definitely not back. Like my new Everlast shirt?
It's all right.
I got one for you.
Oh, you do? Okay, that's dope.
Yeah, I do got one. What are you like now? Medium now?
I've always been medium.
Okay. Because if it's small, you're out of luck. Out of luck. So final thoughts, man. Yeah, if I'm Wilder, I fight this guy even off TV because I'm not paying him any money for being unpopular.
This
right?
This would be on Showtime.
I hear you. But, you know, there were rumors that Showtime didn't want this in the first place. So, you know, let's see what happens. And, yeah, but if I'm Wilder, I'm fighting this guy off TV. Get him out the way. And this way, you could line up anything else after that. Because right now, you can't call for unifications and none of that. It's going to cost you too much. You got to pay step-aside money and all this extra humbo jumbo moopla. Get this guy out the way. Knock him not down, not out. Knock him out of the rankings so that you don't have to end up fighting him again. Yeah, those are my final thoughts. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. Get like me. With the blog, follow me on patreon.com/theboxingvoice for the Border Wars blog. Man, I'm really, really living that lifestyle. That's all I'm saying. Check that latest IG post, Lil Matt.
I know you're posting so shirtless selfies, man.
Yeah, yo, because I'm leaning out, right? I'm leaning out.
2 or 3 years ago when we
I can't wait to get to the Bama and fucking try and throw the jab at Wilder. Like, know what I'm saying?
And then when Wilder lands that one right hand and you do the stanky leg and I got on video, I mean,
that's gonna be amazing.
I'll make that into a gift. I'm going to play it over and over and over again. It's going to be great.
That'll be awesome.
But I'm Matt Timpstone. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radios, on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Peace.
That was short and sweet. Peace.